Moncrief on News Talk.
After a loving restoration, two carriages that once made their way as part of the Orient Express have been reopened as the Pullman Restaurant in Glenlow Abbey in Galway. And it still very much looks like the grand old train. Ronan O'Halloran is General Manager of Glenlow Abbey. Good afternoon, Ronan.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thanks for having me on.
Now, I know you did do a restoration. It was there. The restaurant was there beforehand. How these two carriages, could you tell us something about their history?
Yeah, the carriages are original Orient Express carriages. So the R2 are called Linda and Leona. Leona dates right the way back to 1927, and Linda's a little bit younger then. She comes from 1954. So they both worked on the Orient Express right up until the early 70s. They were retired from service at that stage, and over the years, I suppose, were gathered together and became a restaurant in the UK, along with an original mail carriage that was on the Orient Express as well. So that kind of formed the three carriages and the concept for the stationary restaurant, let's say.
Yeah, but when they were in service on the Orient Express, they would have been restaurant carriages.
They were. Linda and Leona were both dining cars, so you can see the very much original marquetry, the little luggage rails above the windows, the brass lights. That was all very much original, and I suppose at times, like the period we've just come through, kind of restoration back to that original Orient Express design and decor as well.
Yeah, and so when it came to, you know, doing the restoration, are there specific people who you have to go and find who might have the skills to, you know, to put it back to exactly the way it was before?
Well, there is, and we're very fortunate, I suppose. We're always doing a lot of work across the hotel group, so we've a great team of tradesmen and contractors, and even, I suppose, one or two of them were challenged to come up with the expertise in the likes of your French polishing, for instance. There was a lot of work on the carriages for French polishers. A lovely story with our joiners. They originally worked on the carriages when they first arrived in Galway here in the mid-90s. So bringing them back on to kind of look at this refurbishment and restoration project we just did was very enlightening, because they were there day one when the carriages arrived, and very much we're kind of, you know, comparing back with, I suppose, the original features and fittings that would have come in at the very start of it in the 90s, you know.
Yeah. And were you, did you have to kind of work from old photographs and that kind of thing to or was it what you had? You were just trying to make it, you know, tart it up a bit.
No, we had the benefit of old photographs, and you wouldn't believe over the years, Sean, you know, when guests would join us, a lot of guests would have sought out the Pullman restaurant here at Glenlow because they may have had a family connection such with the Orient Express. You know, I've met several guests myself over the years who had family that would have worked on the Orient, and we have beautiful old photographs and even one or two books that would have been shared by guests, and we have our own, I suppose, research in it as well. So the likes of, let's say, the colour palette was to keep it authentic and to keep it in line with how it would have been in the kind of 1920s, 1930s, right when it was at its heyday. You know, your choice of colour palette was nearly predefined. Mm. But working with our designers, I suppose, we looked at all of the available type. You know, in the past, our carriages would have had tones of burgundy and gold. Currently now they've moved more towards the navies, the greens and the golds, blues. So those colours were nearly predefined, but you still had a range to choose from and pick and give, you know, your guests that nice fresh look, as you said there a minute ago.
Yeah, and for things like the fittings and fixtures, did you have to go and get some of them specially made or?
There's a lot of bespoke work on it, Sean, absolutely. So in some of it, it was matching existing. You might have had fittings there that were in situ, and we wanted to extend that or add those little touches or flourishes to the second carriage and items like that. So the process started very far in advance when you're kind of looking at the craftsmen that would have lined up those little jobs and getting it just right, getting it just perfect, you know, for the for our hotel guests and restaurant guests.
Yeah, no, but of course it is a functioning restaurant. So I imagine the challenges are slightly different from, if you like, you know, when you have a floor space that's square or rectangular, this is, you've got one corridor. For the serving staff, how does that work? Because you don't want to be them be squished up against each other, I assume.
No, so over the years, we like to think we have perfected it. I suppose the service team, it's a choreographed dance right from the start of service, Sean, and even the placement of the tables and knowing which guests are arriving first. As part of the restoration, I suppose, here, when we reopened the carriages, we launched a brand new concept for us. It's our 7-course tasting menu, and you know, there was a lot of, I suppose, research and work that went into that in advance, because we're not dealing with a typical dining room that might be, where space may not have been at such a premium. So again, it was back to the joiners. It was a lot of bespoke work. It was making use of the available space. Can we fit a service station here? How many bottles of wine can we fit here? Will that serve these 6 tables in this area? So it was very precisely, I suppose, planned out and managed kind of through the fit out and the eventual opening then last March.
So, but given that you've one central corridor, if, you know, table one orders something, do the waiting staff have to say table one has to get their food first, because you don't want to be bumping in to another table's food and then, you know, you're leaning over the guests and that kind of thing?
Well, one of the things that we did during this refurbishment was we took a great advantage of the technology that's available. So the server can be placing your order, let's say, and sending that directly to either the kitchen or bar, whether it's food or drinks order, and the team can already start working on that. So I suppose when service starts, a lot of it is one-way traffic, because the food is being served directly from the kitchen straight onto the carriages. Absolutely, at times servers do need to kind of check their little rearview mirror to see if there's another colleague or even a guest passing behind them, because it is a tight space. But that certainly adds to the experience of the night for our guests. You know, that certain romance about being on the Orient whilst sitting stationary in the beautiful gardens of Glenlow in Galway.
And is the kitchen in a carriage as well, or I assume you have a different kind of, it's part of the whole structure, I assume, but it's a different kind of a module you have going on there?
Yeah, for a number of years, the kitchen was indeed in a carriage, and it was probably during COVID when the world stopped spinning and we sat with our owners here, the Lally family, and we looked at the possibilities for the restaurant and the concept and the guest experience and how we could continue to evolve that and offer something new. And really the only answer staring us in the face at that stage was to construct a purpose-built kitchen, which is connected to the side of the carriage. So it's got its own specific kitchen specifically for the Pullman restaurant just beside the carriages. So We're cheating a little bit now by having a block-built kitchen that's standing still, that's not moving, but you know, it certainly helps the culinary team deliver on the menu every night.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would accuse you of cheating in that regard. the older carriage, though, Leona, was used in the movie Murder on the Orient Express. So it was like, did a murder actually take place, or a fictional murder take place in Leona? And you know, do people know where it was?
Well, if you recall the film, the murder takes place in the sleeping cars, but the interrogations and Inspector Poirot's interviews take place in Leona, and guests will regularly recognise. We have 2 beautiful coupes in Leona. They're a little private room, and They jump right out of the screen when you watch the movie. You have the same timber marquetry on the wall paneling, your brass lights, your luggage rails. So we have our own in-house little movie theatre here in the hotel as well. So guests regularly catch up with the Murder on the Orient Express and will recognise the carriages from their dinner the night before. And so it's a lovely little connection.
You've seen the movie, now eat the dinner.
That's it, exactly.
Ronan, thanks a million for talking with us today. That's Ronan O'Halloran there, General Manager of Glenlow Abbey.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.